Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Apostle R.D. Wiggins, and truly it's a blessing to be able to share with you the Word of God. And we're here to pray with you. All you have to do is call in at 319-527-6204, and we'll be able to pray with you. Whatever you're going through, God is right here. God is in the midst. All you have to do is call 319-527-6204. Amen. You're listening to Pray One for Another. My name is Apostle R.D. Wiggins. You know, the Bible says in James 5 and 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
blessings. Said I'm on my way, and I won't.
Bless you today. Do you have a prayer request? 347. Amen. Can you hear me?
No, I don't have a request. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to get into our lesson. Hold on.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go through our lesson for today. My name is Apostle R.D. Wiggins. And unfortunately, randomly, the lady had a function she wanted to attend online, and she's attending her function. So,
and I'm going to excuse myself in like 10 minutes.
Okay. What time is it now? 7:16.
7:18.
All right. All right. All right, well, you know, we'll just adjourn for the day. Amen. And doesn't try, no sense and no stress. You know, no stress. That's always the best when there's no stress, you know? So no pressure, no stress. It's okay. We're just going to say a prayer. You know, prayer is always a good thing, you know?
Yes.
So, we can pray for all those and pray one for another. And we just a short prayer. Father God, we just come to you and we just thank you, Sister Barbara. Now you can go ahead on and pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, it's once more and again a few of your humble believers gathered to give you praise, glory, and honor. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a day that we've never seen before. Lord, I realize that you didn't have to do it, but I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough, because you're awesome, you're good, you're great, you're marvelous, you're wonderful, you are the best. And I pray that you will forgive us of our sins, that you will bless each and every household that's represented here and those that are absent from the line and represented here. Touch all of those who are bereaved right now, dear Heavenly Father. Touch all of those who are suffering and possibly sick, especially from COVID-19. I pray that you would just touch each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord. I love you, can't live without you. And again, thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. Bless Apostle Robert as he goes about his duties. And just keep him, God. Cover him. Let him know that you are Lord and you can do all things, all things. There's nothing impossible with God. And again, Lord, we thank you. Deliver us from evil and ignorance. You are the best. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, so I would just thank God for our very own diva. Amen. Amor. And she's doing her thing. Amen. She's a psalmist. And she's doing her thing. You know, so thank God for her. And we'll be back again tomorrow with
praise God.
Amen. Right. And leave it there.
Okay.
I'm a prayer song. And God bless you all.
Love you all. Shalom.
Would he have dreads? Would they be gray and tall, or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Fellow man, would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid, too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. Cause you're the only Jesus some will ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever leave. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. Like you, Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like? He looks like you.
Well, welcome to Pray One for Another once again. My name is Apostle R.D. Wiggins, and you can always call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. That's 319-527-6204. Is that all right? Yeah, there you go. I'm going to do a little something for you. Play a little.
Crazy, man. Godly.